Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Borough Assembly approved an interfund loan to the South Kenai Peninsula Hospital service area in the amount of $7 million at their meeting on August 1st. The ordinance was approved as a part of the consent agenda and is intended to provide the South Peninsula Hospital in Homer the means to purchase more up-to-date electronic medical record software. In a memorandum provided to the Assembly, the necessity of the expenditure is explained as the South Peninsula Hospital's current electronic medical record software is more than 20 years old and has reached end of life. Replacement of the EMR software will increase patient access and transferability to medical records as well as provide hospital employees with additional tools for better serving patients. The money will come from the borough's general fund. Another option for funding the purchase, the Plant Replacement and Expansion Fund, which would traditionally be the financial go-to for such needs, was deemed too risky a course of financing because it would put the hospital in a vulnerable financial position and could inhibit the hospital's ability to respond to unforeseen capital needs over the next year. Although the ordinance primarily states that the loan is generally intended for the EMR purchase, it also states the Kenai Peninsula Borough is entering into an operating agreement with the South Peninsula Hospital, Inc. for operation of the South Peninsula Hospital and other medical facilities and to provide other healthcare programs and services on a nonprofit basis in order to ensure the continued availability to the South Kenai Peninsula Hospital service area residents. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A walrus calf found on its own miles from the ocean on Alaska's North Slope last week and who received cuddles as a part of his care after being rescued died on Friday. While often rewarding, wildlife rescue is inherently unpredictable and comes with it the possibility of great loss. For those that dedicate their lives to animal care, this is the hardest part of the job, the Alaska Sea Life Center said in a statement online. The Pacific walrus calf, taken in by the center on August 1st after being found by oil field workers a day earlier, was struggling with a number of health issues, such as nutrient malabsorption. In the day before his death, he faced other complications, such as hypoglycemia and gastrointestinal problems, the center said. Though our animal care teams worked tirelessly to provide round-the-clock critical care treatments, never leaving his side, the calf ultimately succumbed to his condition. Further details available at RadioKenai.com. Blasting work interruptions to traffic flow and the resultant road closures on the Seward Highway will move to an earlier time in the day, beginning August 21st. QAP General Contractors announced in an updated schedule of the work being performed by QAP Southeast Road Builders and the Alaska Department of Transportation that the daily blasting between Moose Pass and Seward would begin earlier in the day, starting on August 21st. And that the road would be closed weekly during the updated earlier times of those operations. Weekly blasting, as well as the accompanying road closures, will continue as planned through August 20th. Per the current schedule, the milepost 17 to 22.5 project section of the Seward Highway is closed Monday through Thursday from 9:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. From August 21st to September 15th, those times will be moved up to 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. After September 15th and through the end of the construction season, the road will be closed between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Monday through Thursday. In the announcement, which was released on August 7th, QAP stated, due to already decreasing light conditions, the blasting schedule is being adjusted to be performed slightly earlier. The release also states QAP and Southeast Road Builders do not anticipate needing the full duration of the closures and will work diligently to reopen to a minimum of one lane with a pilot car as soon as is safe to do so. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.